This is Ask Hank, where Hank Hanegraaff, the host of the Bible Answer Man broadcast, takes 3 minutes to further equip you to defend your faith.
Swain, Springfield, Missouri.
Yes, I was studying the Bible, the genealogy of Jesus, about a week ago.
Yeah.
And I noticed that Joseph, Jesus' stepfather, his genealogy back to David, one went through Nathan and the other went through Solomon. And I just wondered, why does Luke chapter 3 and Matthew chapter 1 have a different genealogy route?
There are different emphases in the genealogies, but there are also explanations for the dissimilarities between these two genealogy. So you have Matthew tracing his genealogy through David's son Solomon, and Luke tracing his genealogy through David's son Nathan. And it may be that Matthew's purpose is to provide the legal lineage from Solomon through Joseph, while Luke's idea is to provide the natural lineage from Nathan through Mary. It could also be that Matthew and Luke are both tracing Joseph's genealogy. Matthew then the legal line and Luke the natural line. So the legal line diverges from the natural in that the Levirate law stipulated if a man died without an heir, his genealogy could legally continue through his brother. But here's the point. There are a number of ways to resolve dissimilarities, and that rules out the notion, of course, that there are some contradiction here.
Mm-hmm. And I just thought maybe it was just human error, which it doesn't change any foundational truths in the Bible. I just thought maybe...
No, I think far from human error here or contradiction.
Mm-hmm.
They're ingeniously constructed to highlight different aspects of the person and work of Jesus Christ. So for example, if you look at Matthew's genealogy, the 14, 14, 14, it's pretty cool in itself because Matthew was a former tax collector. And so what he's doing is he's skillfully organizing the genealogy of Jesus into three groups of 14, which is the numerical equivalent of the Hebrew letters in David's name.
How do you know? Yeah, that's
DVD 464, yeah. So Matthew's genealogy is just fantastic in terms of the way it's constructed. A lot of people thought, well, obviously Matthew can't count because he's making some arithmetic errors. But no, this is an ingenious construction with a purpose.
For more Ask Hank episodes or for the full Bible Answer Man broadcast, as well as many other resources to defend the truth of the gospel, visit the Christian Research Institute online at equip.org.